Blog Talk Radio.
Test one two. Test one two. Test one two. Testing this out. Test. Test one, two. Let's test this. Test.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Yeah, hey.
This is Joe Milligan. How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Want to do a quick interview with you. We're going to put it on the Andy Kai Show, and we're just going to talk about the junior varsity. Maybe you can talk about your players, and then we'll go over your season, okay? It
yeah,
didn't take very
sounds
long.
Good.
Now you're on prep.
Okay,
today, so.
No problem. Yeah, I have like 20 minutes still, so I'm good.
And if I'll be the one that screws up a lot, not you, but we do edit.
Oh,
we
it's
do,
fine.
We do edit this, so you can ask Mandy. I screw up a lot. So
that's just
so,
fine.
Okay. And we'll and it can be as long or short as you want. So, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm sorry, I'm clicking on something here trying to get... Okay, never mind. Okay, we're ready. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're back on the Mandy Kai Show, and we're joined by varsity assistant and junior varsity coach of the South Georgia Raider volleyball team, Elizabeth Albrand. Elizabeth, how you doing today?
Hi, Joe. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the Mandy Kai Show to talk a little bit more about how our Raider volleyball season is going so far. So thanks for having me.
And I get to interview one of my wife's favorite players when she coached, when she was coaching volleyball. So that's always good to know. I might actually get Liz to listen to something I do.
Hey, all right. I'm glad I can help you out with that.
Well, you know, we came the other night and watched the JV and the varsity play Boonville, and both teams looked really good. And why don't you just preview the South Georgia Raider junior varsity volleyball team.
Yeah, so we have a we've had a little bit of a inconsistent start to the year, which I think is probably pretty typical with freshman and junior varsity teams for sure. But yeah, we have a nice group of girls. We actually changed our offense really early on in the year. We started off our first game at Mount Vernon running a 6-2 offense, and just kind of wanted to change a few things around. So we've been running a 5-1 lately with our setter, sophomore Mackenzie Tobin. She does a great job, and she's been really working on running that 5-1 for us really well. And, you know, it helps that our varsity also runs a 5-1, so we can kind of model the offense that they're running. But, yeah, we only have a couple wins, but, you know, with the JV team and freshman team as well, you know, we just remind them, hey guys, you know, we want to always compete. We want to do our best, but ultimately, we want to be preparing them to be varsity volleyball players. And, so definitely trying to not get too wrapped up in wins and losses right now. But, yeah, you mentioned you guys came to watch us play Boonville last week. That was probably our best game of the year so far. So, you know, whenever we're passing the ball well and we're serving well, we can typically terminate a point by with some of our offensive threats. We have some pretty deep with our hitters, I guess, because I have a couple freshmen that we pull up some. So, you know, no major powerhouses like Bailey Kaish and Brennan Brosmer on the varsity team, but, yeah, we have some nice – nice hitters. We have a solid back row. Started running a libero, one of the freshmen, Claudia Burton, so she's done a nice job back there. So yeah, just trying to work some different girls in different positions. Some of them are more set to their particular position, and I've been trying to move around a few to try them out in different spots on the court. So, yeah, overall, just seeing improvements every week. So we just want to keep moving up. And ultimately, the JV girls do a great job supporting the varsity girls during the game. Going to have Peyton Nichter play JV for a little bit. She's been playing quite a bit of varsity, so typically get to play her for a game on set. The most exciting thing right now is definitely how our varsity team is doing, and it's cool to see, you know, the freshmen and JV teams, they get to look after them as some good role models and hopefully join in the excitement on their success. So.
And as you know from your junior year in high school, playing for my wife, a lot of injuries, JV players came up. You, as being a JV coach, you've always got to be aware that you, from night to night, you may not have the same players.
Right. Yeah, that's been, you know, every night's different, you know, whether it's with injuries. Luckily, knock on wood, we've been pretty good so far. You know, we've had a couple girls have injuries before the season that have put them out for the year, but we haven't had any in-season injuries so far, so let's hope that everyone stays healthy. But, yeah, you know, some nights we play the same time as the freshmen. For example, at Gibson Southern Tuesday. So, you know, there are a couple freshmen that I like to dress on for the JV games, but we can't get them in the game if they're playing the same time as the freshmen. But so yeah, I mean, any given night I could have a different group of girls, but you know, it just goes to show that, and I always tell them, I'm like, all of you got to stay ready to go in, and that's why, you know, at practice a lot of times we try to have them go in different spots so that they're not just learning you know, just left front or whatever, that they're hopefully comfortable being thrown in several different positions, because we don't want to, you know, I want to be myself and the freshman coach, you know, we want to be preparing them to be hopefully versatile players for whenever they get up to the varsity squad. So.
And whenever we talk about volleyball in our house, we talk about your junior year, we always talk about as the boot year. It seemed like everyone had wore a boot that year.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think we had at one point four girls in a boot. I mean, it was crazy. So any season where you can stay healthy is definitely a win, you know, regardless of the record. I mean, like I said, we have Allie Buning, who would have probably been one of our varsity setters this year. She tore ACL in softball, and then Paige Bell, she wouldn't have been another varsity player probably, and she just got foot surgery on Monday. So we have one girl in a boot. Hopefully we don't turn into the boot year like my junior year with Coach Liz. So, yeah, hoping to stay healthy.
Well, Coach, good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you. It's been, like I said, it's been fun so far. And, you know, the varsity's been off to a hot start. So hopefully we can keep going there. I know we have a tough sectional. But luckily, hopefully we have, you know, get a good draw, and that's a while bit away yet. But, yeah, just hoping the JV girls, the freshman girls, just keep working hard. And like I said, hopefully getting some excitement about the success that varsity's having. So.
And we'll be back on the Mandy Kai Show right after these words from our sponsors. Okay. We're out. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Joe.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It'll be on.
All righty.
And tell your dad it'll be on Roku TV and our website. So tell him
okay.
to download our app, Indiana Sports Network, because we're working right now to tape delay some volleyball games.
Oh, sweet!
So, I think we're going to do a couple Southridge games, and we're trying to spread it around to everybody. So.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
yeah.
Wow,
awesome.
Good day at school.
All right. Hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya. Bye. Bye.